This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Following is my interview with Wicked Pictures contract girl Jessica Drake. This has been a few years in the making, and I finally pinned Jessica down right before she hosted the AVN Awards. It's a good interview, beautiful, beautiful woman, and hopefully we'll get a longer one next year. Hope you enjoyed this one. I welcome your feedback, Roger at RogerReviews.com. Thank you. Okay, this is really kind of a cool thing right now. I'm sitting here with
Jessica Drake, Wicked Pictures contract girl.
Jessica Drake, we've been trying to do this for
so long.
A few years now.
A few years, but you were ignoring me.
You were ignoring me.
You didn't like me so much.
Where do you get this idea from?
You had better things to do.
I didn't. I would wait outside the booth and you would walk by me in your contract girl hug.
Oh no, I'll beat you down for that one.
Anyway, we somehow miss each other, but why do you think I don't like you?
I was just kidding.
Okay, as long as you're kidding, because everybody thinks I don't like them, and I never know what
everybody
I said.
Everybody thinks I don't like them either, but it's not true. I'm just kind of quiet.
Okay. Well, before we get to the obvious, what's up with the name?
What do you mean?
Most people would capitalize the J.
Yeah, but most people aren't like me.
Now, I was supposed to ask you, are you a fan of E.E. Cummings?
I am a fan of E.E. Cummings, but it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the name.
Okay.
Do you want the real story?
If you want
it's
to tell
probably it. Not as exciting as you might think. I was at my first show, which was VSDA about 6 years ago, and I really hadn't done anything yet, but someone had made up posters for me to sign because I had been in a scene in one of their movies, and people started asking me for my autograph. So I started trying to write it, and it just didn't look good the way I was trying to write that figure, doesn't it? You mean it's still okay?
Yeah, well.
So I was trying to figure out a way to write it. Capital J and capital D was not cutting it. So I ended up going home that night and practicing my autograph so many different ways because I'm a dork. And little J, little D looked really good.
So it's not a tribute to E. Cummings.
No.
You're right, it's not as interesting as we hoped.
No, and it's a little bit submissive. I didn't know that when I did it, but it's also a little submissive because submissive to use all lowercase. But I think that's cool.
It's also a help for those of us that use, you know, spell checks.
Well, how do you think it is for me? When I do a website update, oh my God, I have the same problem. I have that problem a lot, actually.
Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way, you have something big going on tomorrow night.
It's huge. 4G in my room. Oh, you mean the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I am actually the host of the 24th annual AVN Awards, and this year we moved them to the Mandalay Bay Special Events Center because we outgrew the last venue we were in.
Very good.
Isn't that cool?
Now, who are you co-hosting with?
I'm co-hosting with Jim Norton, who's really amazing. He's very funny. He's a comedian. We have a lot of special guests as well. We've got David Navarro presenting an award, so I'm really excited to meet him. We've got Chris Angel, who's actually going to be here in the booth to do something with me in a few minutes. We've got Carrot Top, we've got Gene Simmons, we've got Buck Cherry.
So. Wow, big celebrities, and you.
And me.
Are you a little nervous?
I am nervous. I know that it'll get really bad right before the show, but that's just how I operate. Like, even now, when I go on stage at a strip club, when I go to feature, and the DJ's reading my intro, I get butterflies. And then the second that I step out there, I'm fine. I just did the Tyra Banks show, too, and I had really bad stage fright for about half an hour before I went on. And I went on, and I was fine.
Great. Now, let's talk a little bit. You're a Wicked Pictures contract girl.
True.
You have been for a while.
3 years.
How's that going?
I love them. Love them. I could not have asked for anything more. Everything that they told me they were going to do, they did.
Right. Now, you're nominated for several awards, and movies you're in are, like, all over the awards this year.
Well, I'm nominated for 8, and Manhunters was nominated for more awards than any other movie this everybody.
So it's been a big year. Do you expect to win some?
Oh, my God. I would love to win just one, but I don't want to ask for too much. I mean, I'm already hosting the show. If that's all that I get tomorrow night, I'm happy. Whatever.
But if you could pick one of the awards you're nominated for and be guaranteed a win.
Best Actress Film, because I would love to say I had done it twice. So.
How many people have done that twice?
I'm not really sure. I know that there have been a few people.
But not many.
I know that Serenity did it. And I know that there are maybe one or two other girls who did it, but I would just like to repeat that.
And you're up for Contract Performer of the Year, right?
I am. Best Actress Film, Best Actress Video, Contract Performer of the Year, and 5 Sets Awards.
pretty good. You got a pretty good chance of winning a couple. Do you think you're going to win the performer of the year, contract performer of the year?
No, I don't, actually. And if I had to pick a favorite, it would absolutely be Stormy. She's really done a lot of stuff, but she could also win crossover.
That's true.
She has done so many.
She's been everywhere.
Mainstream things lately. So I would lean towards me getting an acting award, I would say.
Would you like to do that same kind of mainstream crossover stuff?
Well, I have. I've already done quite a bit of it. Aside from the things I've done lately, the Tyra Banks show, the stuff that I've done for HBO and Showtime and Cinemax, I was doing mainstream TV right as I was signing with Wicked, and I did a couple mainstream movies too. I'm not really aspiring, but I'll take it if it comes to me because I think it's fun.
Okay. For anybody who hasn't seen your work, what would you pick out a couple movies that they should go pick up?
Love and Full, The Collector, One Man's Obsession, The Fling, Perfect Life, Eternity, Manhunter, Buck. I would say those are probably some of my very best, my favorite ones. Got a new one coming out in a couple months called Delilah that I think is going to be pretty good.
Okay. What do you think you're better at? Are you a better actress or are you a better performer?
That's really hard. I think I'm a better... That's really tough. I've gotten an award for both of those things. I love having sex, and that is my priority. As soon as I start a sex scene, I like to stay in character during the sex scene, but my main goal is to get off, really. I think that does make me a pretty good performer. But I really like to act. A lot. I really, really like to act. I've done acting classes. It's something that I really enjoy. I like researching a role. I like getting on set and feeling like the character. I don't know. It's like flip a coin. I don't know. I can't pick one.
Okay.
But I love to have that.
What's the favorite character you've got to play? You had to pick one character.
Samantha Stewart in First Eternal. Because everything that was happening was just very... coincidentally appropriate for the movie. I was going through some really hard times in my personal life. I had lost my father recently, and my character in the movie lost her father. And that kind of gave me an outlet, a way to express a lot of things I wasn't comfortable expressing on my own. In a couple of the takes that we did, I was crying, like really, really crying. And it felt good. Not at the time, but afterwards, it was like a release for me. And also, I played an archaeologist in the movie. And coincidentally, the King Tut exhibit was at the museum in L.A. So I went to that, and I got to do all kinds of research about it. And it was a part that I could really sink my teeth into. Or maybe Christine from Fluff and Fold, because I came up with a concept from that movie. Or maybe Rachel from Manhunter, because I did a lot for Manhunter as well. I became a certified fugitive recovery agent for the movie. I took the class and everything, and I did a lot of physical training, so I'd have to say one of those three.
Your character Manhunter is a little tougher, a little more physical than you usually play.
Yes.
And certainly, you don't look the part.
No.
So that was an interesting role for you.
Well, and in doing that, when we first started doing that movie, we knew that going in. I tried to get a little bit more toned for it. Not that I'm out of shape, but I just wanted to kind of bulk up a little bit. I purposely didn't get my hair done. I have long roots in the movie. I took off my fingernails. I didn't even polish them. Like, I really wanted that rough, pretty look. And I did my hair and makeup in the entire movie, and I very purposely downplayed everything I did. Like, normally I'm very smoky eyes, very big hair. Of course, it's an olive horn. But I took all of that away in Manhunters to have a more realistic feel.
You don't ugly up well, by the way. You just don't. I'm really sorry to tell you this, but...
Well, I don't think any of us did throughout the whole movie, and we were all kind of going for the same thing. Like, we let Exotica be exotic and hot. Kirsten was supposed to be a bit more of a tomboy playing Bobby, and Carmen actually went really tough. Carmen took to that role unexpectedly, like really well, considering it was her first really big movie. But in the beginning, we were getting yelled at because we weren't tough enough.
You guys pulled it off, though.
Thank you.
Very good.
I love
now,
that
one
movie.
Of my favorites from the year was Tiffany's.
Thank you.
I absolutely, for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's a great movie.
Very good. I should have put it on my list. Put that on my list.
You were outstanding.
Yeah. I think... think a little bit of that has to do with the fact that it came after Manhunter. I had taken a 6-week acting class right before Manhunter, and I was just on this roll, and things were clicking for me when I got on set, and I really understood how to put more into a character. And Francois is great. He's been my cameraman, and has shot me in so many movies for like 4 years now. And working with him, we were able to communicate really well, because before he was starting to direct for us, and he was in there just doing my sex scene, he could talk to me really quietly or just kind of move his lips or motion to me, and I knew what he was trying to say. So him as a director was so easy. I mean, I just got everything that he wanted. And I was reading a review of Tiffany's. Someone liked it because it wasn't the normal happy ending. That's why I liked it so much. That, and gave me an excuse to watch Breakfast with Tiffany a lot.
Which is a great movie.
Yeah. And there's a shot at the end of the movie where I'm leaving Eric Masterson. And we're on a rooftop. And you don't really know that I'm going to leave him until I say, you know, yeah, I'm going. I turn around and I walk away from him. And as I'm walking away from him, he's sitting there by himself looking completely dejected. There's a light on the horizon of downtown LA that was really, really bright. As I turn and walk, it shuts off. It made the scene, completely made the scene. And they showed it to me on playback when we were on the set. They were like, oh my God, that was so incredible. You've got to see this. They showed it to me and I go, that light didn't just shut off. Do the camera movement again. And they did the camera movement again, and the way that they panned, it's crazy, but it blocks the light, and it absolutely, at that one point, looks like the light turns off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My favorite shot of
people should see that movie. It's a really good, kind of romantic in a weird way. I mean, it doesn't have a happy ending, but yeah, that was great. Of course, I love that movie, and I told you, I've been working on a Tiffany script for a long time, and I always thought that you would be perfect.
Aww.
Because you have all the same qualities that Audrey Hepburn brought to the screen.
Wait a while, and maybe we can have it.
Here we go.
Do it again.
You have a website, yes? We should talk about that.
JessicaDrake.com. May I shamelessly plug it?
Please do.
I also finally broke down and did the whole MySpace thing.
I saw that.
I was doing it. Of course you did. I was doing it just as a personal thing, like only so I could view my friends' pages and stuff. I never kept up with it and certainly didn't call it Jessica Drake. But enough people were catching up with me that said, whatever, I'll go ahead and do it. And now I'm trying to upkeep it. I haven't done since I've been here, so.
It's a pretty nice way for people to keep in touch with each other.
It's overwhelming. I have hundreds and hundreds of messages every day.
Is that why you never respond to mine?
I did it. First respond here, because I've been here for 3 days.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I never expect anyone to return a MySpace message because you get pretty girls probably get more than I do.
Amazing. No.
Oh, yeah. So, JessicaDrake.com, shamelessly plugged one more time.
JessicaDrake.com and WickedPictures.com.
Now, when people go to JessicaDrake.com, what are they going to see?
I have huge photo galleries, but I think right now what I'm concentrating on the most are on-time updates and appearance schedules and that sort of thing. My store is about to open up as well within the next few weeks, so that's really what I'm concentrating on.
Excellent. Now, did you design the site yourself?
I did. In its entirety.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that something you learned just for the site? Did you learn as you go?
No, I didn't do any of the code. I literally got a notebook and drew out every single picture on there with little stick figures of boobs. And this is what I want to do when you push this button, and this is how I want this font. And I did get some computer books so I could try to explain it better.
Great.
Yeah.
So it's completely your design.
Definitely.
That's awesome. What else should we talk about? How long have you been in the business?
6 years.
That's a very long career these days.
You know what? People keep on telling me that, but I feel like I'm just getting really up there.
6 years isn't a long time, but in this business, you're still here 6 years later.
Is that good?
That's great. You're hosting the AVN Awards 6 years in. That's a good sign.
I'm pretty excited about that. I want to be on the Hall of Fame one day.
Well, you got to wait 10 years for that.
I know.
Do you think you'll still be performing when you're Hall of Fame eligible?
I hope so. I really hope I still look good enough to do it. And then at that point, we'll see. It might be the end.
10 years is an amazing career. 6 years is amazing. Yeah. Now, before you were Wicked Pictures contract girl, where did we see you? You popped up everywhere.
Yeah, I was sort of independent. I did have a contract with another company, but I don't much like to talk about it. I tried to be independent for a while in between, and companies just kept on approaching me for a contract. So.
you have the contract girl look, but apparently not the attitude.
No, and I bang like a gonzo girl. Sorry.
No, that's good.
I know, but that's my whole thing. My favorite thing is a beautiful setting and beautiful wardrobe and a great location and just beautiful everything. Smash cut to filthy anal sex. I mean, really, I love all that. I really do.
That's one of the reasons you're a superstar.
I like that.
Because there are a lot of contract girls who just can't do that.
I love this spot.
And there are a lot of gonzo girls who can't act.
Well, good.
There's a lot of contract girls who can't act, too.
Yeah.
But
I get the best of both worlds, then, because I can stand there and look pretty, act, and box.
Who are your favorite people to work with?
Male-wise, I would say Brad Armstrong, Randy Spears, Marshall Savage. I think they're all very hot in their own ways, and they have tremendous acting ability between them. I would love to do a movie with those three guys in it, solely for the acting. And a sweet love. Chick-wise, I was really digging Leslie Zinn, but she's not around anymore. She will always be one of my favorites. Carmen Hart is quite incredible. Stormy Daniels is great. She's, like, unstoppable. Kirsten is really cute. I love Exotica. Basically, I'm an equal opportunity woman lover, so you really, there aren't very many names you could throw my way that I would say, oh, no, not her. I dream of Janine.
Maybe you can bring her back.
On a regular basis.
She didn't come back for very long.
No. Well, this is one company she hasn't had a contract with, so maybe.
This is true.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, really.
That's true.
Okay.
So we need to wrap this up. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for finally
anything more we need to say before you leave me for a bigger celebrity?
Yeah, you need to say one day you'll interview me again. That's it.